Stop jumping on me. Ah, why are you doing that?
Having a bad dog day?
Rex, come back here.
From police dogs to pet dogs, from potty training to pet peeves, number one best-selling author and 30-year canine trainer Andy Falco knows how to get to the meat of what's eating your dog. This is Falco Canine Dog Talk,
the show that helps you and your dog create a relationship of love and respect.
What a good boy. Good heel, Rex. I love you, Rex.
And now here's your host, Andy Falco.
Hey gang, it's Andy over at the Falco Canine Academy's Dog Talk, and I am so happy to be with you. Thank you, Christopher, for that great introduction. Hey, today was an awesome day. It was a day that I went back to field training in our group obedience class and took care of our advanced training. This actually was, well, it was day two, but really day one, because on day one, we got rained out. I know for some of you in other parts of the country, you believe that California is in a drought, and we are. But for a moment, of course, right at the time we started class number one of our advanced class, the skies opened up and drenched us, and we couldn't even stand out there. And I know you think it might have been just like a mist, but no, really. We were soaking wet. I wanted to come home right away. You're going to hear some sounds in this recording, which are my my children, because my wife is at a baby shower, and so I got two of the little ones with me. And there you go. You may hear a squeak here and there from the one-year-old. But I wanted to record this while it was fresh in my mind, and that is a reminder about our training in regard to this thing called a love and respect relationship between the human being and the dog. And it got brought up a few times a day in regard to our training. As a matter of fact, it was probably the main focus, because we talked about all the little tiny things, all the foundational aspects of living with a dog, not much less than just in regard to obedience. It's a matter of having a foundation of what the rules and boundaries are between you and your dog as you live together day in and day out, that you maintain these rules and boundaries just like you would with a child. And we all know people who have children who don't lay down that foundation. And we see this in people that have children that are at a restaurant, and those folks who don't have that foundation, that when they're out and about in public, the children act up. They say two or three times to them to sit still, stop fighting with their brother or sister. The restaurant isn't a playground, and yet it goes in one ear and out the other. They don't respond to the parents, because there is no foundation that has been set on a day-to-day basis at home or otherwise. And so this is the exact same thing that I'm talking about between a human being and their dog, that there's this foundation that needs to be set, a foundation of love and respect. And it is very similar to that in the Christian religion between a believer and Jesus Christ, that everything is God's, nothing is ours. The car, the food in our refrigerator, the refrigerator, the money in our wallet, nothing is ours, that it all belongs to God, and that we are just stewards of it all. And that very same or similar circumstance must be how your dog feels about you and the things that are in his world, that everything belongs to you. Now, he doesn't know that everything actually belongs to God, but the dog must believe that everything belongs to you. So I know that there's people listening to this who are not of the Christian faith, and that could be agnostic or atheist or Buddhist or Muslim or whatever, and it really doesn't matter. What I want you to do is understand the concepts that I'm talking about, that it's not religious when it comes to you and your dog, that it is just a fact that the dog must believe that everything comes through you. The dog food, the dog bowl that the food is in, the couch, the bed, the car that the dog rides in, the leash, the collar, all that stuff belongs to you, and he is not allowed to deface it, to keep it from you, to not give it to you when you say so, and not in a manner that where the dog fears you in the sense that you are a mean dictator, that you will kill him, which I have heard some trainers say that the dog must believe that you will kill him if he doesn't respond. And that is true. I have heard trainers tell their clients that that's how the dog must feel. And that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about that the dog must honor you and must believe that you are his God and that he loves you and respects you. All right, so when we talk about rules and boundaries, it starts at a very, very, very low level in the sense that it's just very basic that when you're walking with your dog on leash, that the dog's head must be up, the dog must be paying attention to you, your speed, the sound that your feet are making, whatever words may be coming out of your mouth, as long as they have to do with something the dog needs to respond to, whether that's the down command or whatever. The dog should be willing and able and want to respect you and is wholly and fully aware of you. His brain is constantly thinking about you and what it is you want when you're on this walk. When you tell the dog to be free, the dog can be free and do whatever he wants. Pee on a tree, smell the ground, eat grass, whatever that is. That on that response, you are free to be who you are, and that is a dog. However, when I say heel up or sit or stay or come, then the attention goes fully on the human being. And this starts at the very basics of our basic obedience and the basics of this dog's life with you when he's with you. So let's just say that what I want to do is tell you that the purpose of this particular podcast is really for you to take this concept back to your house with you and your dog and really look at where you are at in the very foundational aspects of living with your dog. Does your dog allow you to pick up the food after you've put it down, or does he guard it? Does he move in a position where he's trying to get between you and his food? Does he growl at you? Does he try to bite you? If that is the case, then we know for sure that this dog does not believe that everything is yours, especially his food and his bowl. When you tell the dog to get off the couch or get off the bed if he's in the house, does he immediately do so? Or does he not get on there at all, which is my preference. But again, I have people that, love having their dog on their bed, and that's fine. But when you say get off, does the dog get off, or does he bounce off and come right back? Does he mismove to another position and not quite get off? Does he get off and then put his front paws back up on the bed? You know, all those things will tell me that the dog does not truly believe that you are in control or that bed's even yours. Do you have to, only open the door a couple inches? Because if you don't, the dog will run out, or the dog will bite the person's on the other side of that door. Again, that's a dog that doesn't believe that you should be respected at the doorway, that the doorway is under your control. If he barks, the dog shut up when you tell him to stop barking, to be quiet, to be still. All of these things. Really look at these foundational things. If you have none of that, or you have one but not the other, we really should talk, and we should really look at this aspect, because it doesn't have to be all of them. It could be just be one, and that could be setting you up for failure when you need your dog to not chase after your neighbor, or on your walk, not go after the dog that's approaching you. And all that kind of stuff. All right, so let's really take a hard look and firm look and an honest look at our relationship with our dog and really look at all those things. Can you get the toy out of its mouth? When you're playing fetch, does the dog bring the toy all the way back to you and give it up when you tell him to give it up? All right, so look at those things, all those things, and really have a critical eye and really put yourself in a position to really find out the truth. And if the truth is that you don't have total control in all these areas, then you are lacking in the foundational aspects of this relationship between you and your dog that is full of love and respect that goes both directions, both you towards the dog and the dog towards you. All right. So that is your homework as we end this particular episode of Falco Canine's Dog Talk. All right. Really look at this entire thing and then look at it. How does it look with the other members of the family? So if you live with a husband or a wife and children, what does that look like with them? Does the dog really believe that everything is theirs also? And that's how it should be. It should be every human in the family, not just the wife or not just the male. It must go straight across the board with everybody. All right, guys? All right, go ahead and take a look at your dog. Spend a week at doing this and really have a critical eye. And then if you lack any of that stuff, go to some of our videos. Give us a call at the office. Set up a private or an evaluation or join one of our group obedience classes. All right? The kids are calling me. Got to get going. I'll talk to you later. Take care. Bye-bye.
Got a dog question you'd like answered on air? Call the Canine Line at 714-798-9961. That's 714-798-9961. And now, back to Falco Canine Dog Talk.
Do you have a love-hate relationship with your dog? Learn how to change that into a relationship of love and respect with help from Falco Canine Academy.
Get your free training report at falcocanineacademy.com.
Thanks for listening to Falco Canine Dog Talk,
the show that helps you and your dog create a relationship of love and respect.
If you like what you just heard, we hope you'll pass along our web address at www.falcocanineacademy.com.
And like our Facebook page at facebook.com/Falco Canine Academy.
Follow us on twitter.com/Falco Canine Academy.
And subscribe to our YouTube channel at youtube.com/Falco143.
And remember, if you've got questions for Andy, call the Canine Line at 714-798-9961. That's 714-798-9961.
This is a production of Falco Enterprises Incorporated. All rights reserved.